Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you right now to help us apply the word to our lives. Help us to read the word every day and help us to understand what you're trying to say to us, Father God. Help us to hear you when you speak and see when you're trying to show us, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the ones that are reading it and bless the ones that are hearing it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the verse of the day is Luke 11:25. When it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Subject, is your house in order? Christian truths, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I'm cleaning up. I'm focused on God. God is breaking the yoke. I'm no longer bound. We all have chores to do around the house, which we must do to keep our home clean. Dust the shelves, wash the dishes, fold clothes, clean the tub and toilet. This is a lot to some, but for some, this is what we do to stay ahead of any pile of dirt and grime. My dad and mom always taught me to clean up behind myself and that everything has a home and to live decently in order. Now I do this even now. Some of us struggle with cleaning. Still, we must keep things clean to reduce germs and such in our homes. Ask yourself this question. Is your spiritual house clean? Do you have anything in your life that you are ashamed of? Do you have anything in your life that shouldn't be and you're still holding on to it? Spirits are like germs. If they aren't removed immediately, they can take over if we allow them to. The verse today talks about spirits. When someone is delivered from a spirit, they're supposed to stay away from the things and items and people with that same spirit they were loose from. When a spirit is loose from a person, it might come back. And when it do, it sees that the house is in order, it won't have a reason to stay. And we can look at this in many ways. And some people don't know how to let go of people and things they used to hang with or stay with from things they used to do because it's what they know is called comfort. Still, sometimes the things we know and can't let go of can cause us to lose our footing in the Lord. The Bible says this, 1 Corinthians 15:33, but do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. If we aren't careful, we can allow the company to keep corrupting us and not say they are to blame. We all make our own choices in life. We can't fault anyone for our choices, but if we aren't careful, people and things in the spirit they carry can be very persuasive. Verse 26, then it takes 7 other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. A spirit isn't waiting for you to get it right. A spirit is very strategic. It's going to wait for the moment you permit it to, and it's going to get 7 more spirits more wicked than the first one and bring them into an open and unclean vessel. What we must understand is the enemy doesn't play nice. He doesn't play fair. This is why we must ask ourselves every day, is my house in order? What can I do to place it in order? What can I do to keep it in order? And in order to keep it in order, we must pray, read our word, meditate, fast, and stay away from anything that looks like something we used to deal with. And if we aren't strong enough in the Lord, or the Lord doesn't tell you to go back to those dry places and to teach the word of God, to stay away. It's best to, because when we are loosened from a spirit, we are weak. We must ask God for strength to help keep us focused on him. Verse 24, when an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through an arid place seeking rest and it does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. Let's look at this verse. When an impure spirit comes out, it says it goes to an arid place to seek rest. What's an arid place? It's a dry place. The spirit is looking for someone else to attach yourself to. It's seeking its next victim to latch onto. But we must be wise and allow ourselves to be dry for it to find its place back into our life. We must stay vigilant. The Bible tells us this, 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Stay sober and vigilant because the enemy is coming and he's looking and seeking whom he may devour. It's easy for me to sit here and say, do this, do that. It's easy for me to tell you to resist. It's easy, but it isn't. But when we rely on God, it is easy. And yes, we stumble and slip up, but we must remember that God's grace is sufficient. We discussed this last week. Don't give room to the enemy. Allow every gap and hole in your life to be filled with God and his love. He loves you so much. Stick with it and don't lose hope. Today we learned that when we are set free from a spirit, that spirit can come back and bring others. That spirit can come back and try to come back in. But if we stay clean, meaning read our words, study, meditate, fasting, praying, things like that, he can't come in. But the moment we go doing what we used to do and living anyway, that spirit will come in and take over. Because when we live in this way, we are making ourselves dry. And when we live in the light, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Every day, we must clean our homes, do laundry, tidy up, right? And take inventory to home. Are we living the way we should? Am I communicating with God daily? Do I love the way I should? For us to get this answer, we must pray and ask God to help us understand his will. And if we are walking in that way, we step outside the will of God, we are living in disobedience. We are allowing the enemy to speak to us and allowing him to conduct us when God should be doing it. Stay away from things and people that used to communicate. Stay with things you used to do, because if we allow the enemy in just for a moment, he will bring back everything you had conquered, because conquering doesn't just happen one day. Still, it happens one day at a time by applying the word of God to our lives and living a clean life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything we have done. You have done. Lord, forgive us of the sins we have done. Lord, we ask you to come clean our house, live in us. We ask you to change us and help us to stay away from the things that we shouldn't be doing that's around us. Lord, help us to stay strong and be with you. Lord, we ask you to help us focus on you. Apply your word to our lives. Lord, give us strength through our day. Help us to be kind and patient with everyone. Lord, we need you through our day so we won't do anything that will offend the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Reference Psalms 36 and 3. The words of his mouth are trouble and deceit. He has deceased to act wisely and do good. Psalms 36 and 3. Psalms 125 and 3. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways to the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Please be upon Israel. Psalms 125 and 3. Psalms 81, 11 through 12. But my people do not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to the stubborn heart to follow their own counseling. Psalms 81, 11 through 12. Further reading, Proverbs 29, Acts 15, 2 Corinthians 8. 1 Samuel 12. This ends, is your house in order? I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.